So Leviticus 14:1-20. The Lord said to Moses, "These are the regulations for any diseased person at the time of their ceremonial cleansing, when they are brought to the priest. The priest is to go outside the camp and examine them. If they have been healed of their defiling skin disease, the priest shall order that two live, clean birds and some cedar wood and scarlet yarn and hyssop be brought for the person to be cleansed. Then the priest shall order that one of the birds to be killed over fresh water in clay pot. He is then to take the live bird and dip it, together with the cedar wood, the yarn and the hyssop, into the blood of the bird that was to be killed over the fresh water. Seven times he shall sprinkle the one to be cleansed of the defiling disease, and then pronounce them clean. After that, he is to release the live bird into the open fields. The person to be cleansed must wash their clothes, shave off all their hair, and bathe with water. Then they shall be ceremonially clean. After this, they may come into the camp, but they must stay outside their tent for 7 days. On the seventh day, they must shave off all their hair, they must shave their head, their beard, their eyebrows, and the rest of their hair, and they must wash their clothes and bathe themselves with water, and they will be clean. On the eighth day, they must bring two male lambs, one ewe lamb, a year old, each without defect, along with 3/10 of an ephah of the finest flour mixed with olive oil for a grain offering, and one log of oil. The priest who pronounces them clean shall present both the one to be cleansed and their offerings before the Lord at the tent, at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Then the priest is to take one of the male lambs and offer it as a guilt offering along with the log of oil, and he shall wave them before the Lord as a wave offering. He is to slaughter the lamb in the sanctuary area where the sin offering and the burnt offering are slaughtered. Like the sin offering, the guilt offering belongs to the priest. It is most holy. The priest is to take some of the blood of the guilt offering and put it on the lobe of the right ear of the one to be cleansed, on the thumb of their right hand, and on the big toe of their foot. And the priest shall then take some of the log of oil, pour it in the palm of his own hand, dip his right forefinger into the oil of his palm, and with his finger sprinkle some of it before the Lord 7 times. The priest is to put some of the oil remaining on his palm on the lobe of the right ear of the one to be cleansed, on the thumb of their right hand, and on the big toe of their right foot, and on the top of the blood of the guilt offering. The rest of the oil in his palm the priest shall put on the head of the one to be cleansed and make atonement for them before the Lord. Then the priest is to sacrifice the sin offering and make atonement for the one to be cleansed from their uncleanness. After that, the priest shall slaughter the burnt offering and offer it on the altar, together with the grain offering, and make atonement for them, and they will be clean.